those who are agnostic or atheistic, those who are foolish, it's very hard for them to take to the process and stick with it with determination. So that takes some special mercy too. Anyhow, everything can be there exactly. I guess it depends upon your expertise and supercell, whatever, telling you. But everything can be seen in the horoscope. But as far as, you know, it limiting someone from becoming a devotee and not becoming a devotee, anyone can become a devotee. But not everyone becomes a devotee. Any other questions? Does anyone else want the horoscope done? Do you know what you just know your birth time. Do you know what your horoscope is?
No, I'm in birth time.
Do you have your, are you sure it's the right time?
Yes, yeah, just about here.
Just about, we'll check it out, okay?
So,
first you have to give me the name. Okay, Frank. Your last name?
H-O-U-T-M-A-N.
The date of birth?
October.
So 10-5. 1960. Okay. First time?
2 hours at night. 2 hours.
2:42. 2:42. Country?
London.
City?
Amsterdam.
Okay. Okay. You had your chart done before?
Yeah.
You know what your ascendant was? So Lagna is Leo, 4 degrees. And Sun is in Virgo. Mars is in Gemini. Mercury is in Libra. Jupiter is in Sagittarius. Venus is in Libra. Saturn is in Sagittarius. Rahu is in Leo. And Ketu is in anything retrograde. Oh, it doesn't say. Well, you can look at the chart and see. Anything's far enough from the sun. It doesn't look like anything's far enough from the sun. Nothing would be retrograde. Avangsa? Taurus rising? Jupiter in the first, Sun in the second, Saturn in the fifth, Rahu in the sixth, Mercury, Moon in the ninth, Venus, Mars in the tenth, K2 in the first, in the 12th, and the major pair is Venus, Mercury. Leo is generally a person who likes the outdoors and the country, mountains and things like that. You like mountains and streams and things?
Yeah.
What's that? Right. They generally have quite a big appetite. Is that right? They have a big appetite. Mars is in the Lord of the First is in the second. Again in Virgo. So you probably know about that. What does Mars the Sun in Virgo mean?
Just a question for you, sometimes being critical and discriminating.
Is that true? Of course, sun in the second house generally means that the person speaks very proudly sometimes. They speak in such a way that people think they're quite confident in what they're saying. Mars is in the third, so they're determined, but it's in Venus's sign. So sometimes you're determined to do the wrong thing. You step on your shoelaces and things. What's that? Not completely helpless. Mars is in the water of the first. Sun's surrounded by Mars and Rahu. And you're in the you're in a good major period and minor period. Venus and the moon's yoga karaka. Where's the moon in the karaka? Moon is in Pisces. Yeah. Eighth house, psychic ability. Full moon by itself, unaspected by any planet, but Jupiter is in the tenth, and so is. See, you have some unusual psychic experiences sometimes. Do you consider yourself very intuitive? They have a very strong mind. It's hard for people to change their... Well, strong mind, but very sensitive. You feel that you're extremely sentimental at times. Rahu in the first house means that you sometimes associate with people you shouldn't. Is that right? Or at least in the past you used to have some unusual associations. Of course, coming from Amsterdam, that's easy to say. You have the Lord of the sixth and the fifth, and Lord of the seventh and the fifth, the Lord of the fifth, and the moon's on an aspect sensitive, Mars aspecting the Lord of the fifth. Sometimes you feel lack of energy or vital power. You have some problems with your stomach?
I have some constipation.
Yeah.
I also make a fancy left sometimes.
Your father's still alive?
Yeah.
He has high blood pressure? Heart problem? Well, Mars is in two places in the chart.
Ah.
You have quite an unusual chart. That's Venus there instead of Mars. Venus, no, in the second, the third house. Yeah. Oh, that changes a few things. Quite careful with your money. Is that right? What's that? Well, he's even more Dutch than the Dutch are. Especially lately, you're really kind of like figuring out how to save your money. Is that right? Oh, that's good. Twelfth house is how you spend your money. It's in the eighth house. as aspecting Lord of the First. It's aspected by the Lord of the First. What's that? What's that? Lord of the First is in the second, making money. And aspected by Yogacarta Mars. So Lord of the First is aspected by another. So you're a pretty fiery person, actually. You have a lot of fire. Fire. You like to follow your own ideas. You don't like to follow other people's ideas so much. Anyhow, you have a good tendency to save money, and when you spend it, it looks like you were separated from your, not such a good relationship with your father. Kind of a distant relationship. And to the mother, again, full moon though, better relationship with the mother. Better relationship. Yeah. But I mean, your relationship with your mother is better, but you didn't have so much of a relationship with your mother either. It wasn't so close. Yes. Yeah, sure. Find out what they can do. Just like in this horoscope, if you want to find out what a person can do, you can look at the 10th house, and that's ruled by Venus. So he's in the major period of Venus, and it's in the 3rd house in Libra, and it's next to Mercury. So there must be some talent in Libra type of activities. Well, you have to look at so many other factors. So, Rama's in the first, and Saturn's with Jupiter, Mars, Moon's there. You get social welfare. So you can find out, more or less what probably the person's occupation is going to be, or if he doesn't have an occupation. But what he could do if he wanted to do something. Yeah. No, this is just some temporary. It's just like the hat and coat you put on. So I think we'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll go over more of the philosophy, and maybe we'll do another horoscope or two. Does everyone like doing these horoscopes, or is it? So, how many would like us to go over more horoscopes? Crazy, huh? How many would prefer we just go over the rest of the philosophy? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.